This is the Farmer's Calendar essay for September 2013. Long before supermarkets and big box stores, the small town general store was the lifeblood of the community, supplying the townspeople and those living in the surrounding rural area with just about everything that they didn't grow or make themselves. The store usually had only one room, with a counter, a butcher's table, and shelves from floor to ceiling that were packed with a variety of goods. Customers could buy staples such as coffee, spices, and baking supplies, as well as locally grown fruit and vegetables that were often brought in by the farmers who bartered for needed items. The dry goods section kept patrons well stocked with essentials, including bolts of cloth, sewing materials, shoes, clothing, guns and ammunition, lamps and lamp oil, cooking utensils, and farming supplies. Wooden barrels filled with apples and dill pickles tempted patrons, and jars of penny candy delighted children. Often the store housed the post office and provided a bench and a few chairs where residents gathered to catch up on the local news. You can still find these old-time general stores, although they aren't as plentiful. Much of the merchandise has changed, but they're still great places for sharing a cup of coffee and a little gossip with friends.